Okay, so it's hard to explain this because as image board users, we hear the concept of an account and we go schizo. But here's what it is. So you know the password screen on Bank Culture, right? So in that thing, you could generate an account. So you'd pick a username and password, and then you'd input, you know, the secret thing like whale to get the thingy to go through, right? And then at any time, you could log into that and it wouldn't ask you for a password as long as you're logged into this account, right? So you could fly to the other side of the planet. As long as you remember your username and password, you can log in and it will not interrogate you. There's going to be like no anti-spam for these logged in accounts. And it's just like a little side feature. Okay. It's something very minor, but for the super user, it'd be very, not super useful. Cause I mean, for me, I don't run into the password screen, but I'm sure there's people that would benefit from essentially a super powerful way to bypass the password screen. So that was the idea. And where this came from was I saw it on a soy teen site about 2 years ago. It's gone now, which is good because we don't like soy teens. And they made this system because they had like a legendary amount of like CP spam and DDoSes. So they would put the site into like a lockdown mode where only people that have their accounts can post. And that's kind of what we have always had with like the password screen. But this gives people like a super option to get through. And it's not like a huge deal. It's not like, you know, we have an account and everyone can see our account name. It's not like that. It's just like an additional layer to the authentication page that people can use.